God bless you, dear family, Mother Claire began. I am astounded at the ignorance of some who teach on the internet. One said, only Jesus can pray for you. Only God can pray for you, no one else. That is so strange when Jesus said, pray ye one for another, pray without ceasing, and many other exhortations to pray for one another. Or what Paul said, now I, Paul, beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Romans 15:30. And for the continual prayer of a just man availeth much. Confess, therefore, your sins one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. What is prayer anyway? To speak to God, especially to give thanks or ask for something. 2. To hope or wish very much, for I prayed no one would forget. 3. To ask, entreat, implore. Often used as a function word in introducing a question, request, or plea. What is worship? To honor or show reverence, or as a divine being or supernatural power. Mother Claire continued, dear ones, we worship God, we pray to Him, we also ask others to pray for us to Him. We do not worship Mary, who is a highly favored soul, Luke 1:28. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. In heaven we are totally animated by the Holy Spirit, where all things are known without even asking. In heaven, when you look upon someone, you immediately know all there is to know about them. Why is that? Because Holy Spirit permeates all of creation, including our communication systems. How many times have you been moved to pray for someone without being asked, and later you found out they almost had a serious accident? That's how it works in heaven. We are aware of everything we need to know immediately because we are saturated in the Holy Spirit. So, very simply, when a person asks for prayer by calling the pastor on the phone or cries out, Mary, pray for me, the results will be the same, except she just happens to be the mother of the Christ and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. I would say that no other mortal has this high station. How many times have you sensed the presence of a loved one who has gone before you to heaven? They are not dead, but alive in heaven and looking in on you. And what is the rosary? Very simply, 20 meditations on the life of Jesus, with petitions for his mother to lift us up in prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Holy Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Search the scriptures, and you will find no doctrine that says when you are in heaven, you cannot pray for those on earth. But you will find that those in heaven are watching us down here on earth. Hebrews 12:1, Paul says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I have been to heaven more times than I can count, and I assure you, when there, you know what you need to know that is going on down on earth. Take Jesse Duplantis, for instance. He was taken physically to heaven, and when he was leaving, King David, who had been his escort, said to him, I'm praying for you, Jesse. My, what a surprise that is. A saint in heaven from the great cloud of witnesses Paul talks about, praying for a pastor on earth? Hebrews 7:24 and 25. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to intercede for them. Romans 8:34. It is Christ Jesus that died, yea, rather, that was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Jesus is continually making intercession for us. And if we are in heaven seeing him pray, what are we doing? Praying along with him. So on this day in the rosary, I heard, let us not forget to pray for those who are not prepared to die. There are so many, so many. I asked, how then are we to reach so many? I heard, the Marian multiplier. What is that? Our Mother of Mercy began, dear one, when you enlist me, you enlist the entire cloud of witnesses, because this intention is brought before them. It is unthinkable that anyone would look in on the plight of those on earth from heaven and not be moved to pray. Unthinkable. This is one of the confirmations I wish to stress. No Christian can walk by a difficult situation and not sigh a sigh of pain for their brother or sister. It is this sigh that becomes a prayer and is taken up to heaven and presented before Father God. I would ask you, children, who don't believe that citizens of heaven cannot pray, I would ask you, what are they doing when they look in on us? If we see an accident, if we are given access to see an accident where there are injuries, what do you suppose your reaction would be? Of course you would begin to pray. But what if the person next to you said, oh no, you can't pray from heaven. Sorry. You just have to watch them die or shout out encouragement, cheering them on. How ludicrous that would be. Children, do you not have one head, one body, one spirit, which gives life to all parts? You believe in the triune nature of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? How can you deny that all creation is tied together by one God and therefore interconnected? What good would a cheerleader do for a drowning child? When this is observed in heaven, our hearts cry out to God to save that child. How could we not do this? It is impossible. Do you understand? That cry is a prayer, and that prayer can save that child. Do you not understand that all the witnesses are concerned with the welfare of those on earth? This is a knee-jerk reaction that can hardly be controlled, because all the souls in heaven care deeply for those still on earth. Don't you understand that a prayer and worship go together and cannot be separated? How is it possible to stifle a reaction when you see your own grandchild in serious danger? Can you just imagine it, looking in on a scene where a child is about to drown and crying out to God, save him? And the person next to you says, that's a prayer? You can't pray from heaven? Can you imagine that? Of course not. It is absurd. Someone in heaven has even more of an obligation to pray for those on earth, because Jesus is setting the example. He makes constant intercession for us on earth as the high priest. When the priest prays, don't those in the congregation pray with him? Where did you get this foolish notion that you cannot pray from heaven? You didn't get it from the scriptures. It was man's invention. Oh, dear ones, when will you stop believing in the fables of men and cleave to the words of your Lord? Do not be so gullible that you readily believe in a man-made doctrine that is nowhere supported in the scriptures. You must be more clever than the enemy, who is depriving you of truth and power, the power that comes with the fullness of faith Jesus left for you. These times you live in are packed with those who claim to have the authority to interpret Scripture. You must call upon Holy Spirit to help you see the truth and separate those who think they know from those who are anointed and do know.